The following presentation is brought to you by The Realm Network.
Just as I thought it was going all right, I found out I'm wrong when I thought it was right. It's always the same, it's just a shame, that's all. I could say day, you could say night, tell me it's black when I know that it's white. Always the same, it's just a shame, and that's all.
Mr. versus Mrs. LaGrasso versus LaGrasso. I'm Noelle. I'm the Mrs. This is Big Vito. He's the Mr. We are here exclusively on the Realm Network, the Vince Russo brand. In case you're just joining our show for the first time, this is a debate show. Each week we pick a topic, we debate it, and you guys vote and decide. Vito, do you have anything to say before we get to the big results of the big vote?
I'd just like to say Happy Mother's Day to all the lovely moms out there. You know, I hope everybody's had a great day. I know everybody works hard, being a single mom, being a mom, being a grandmom, or just being a social mom. And listen, I hope you have a wonderful day. I hope you got everything you needed. You know, and, you know, in this line of work, what the hell is
$20? What's that supposed to mean?
It goes to Lily Fox and...
You know. Oh. All right, Vito, so you were supposed to eat 40 chicken McNuggets this week, but we forgot it's Mother's Day, and we cannot get our hands on 40 chicken McNuggets. Apparently, McDonald's is very possibly the greatest place in the world today.
I ate them.
I never ordered them.
I got them.
He never got them. He's trying to do another hustle again.
But babe,
Next week, you're eating McNuggets.
Taste the honey mustard right there. Yeah.
He tastes like mint.
Baby, I brushed my teeth afterward.
He didn't eat the McNuggets, guys. We'll order them next week. Don't lie to people, Vito. You're always lying. And guess what? You lost again.
I did not lose. Stop
with
your lying.
That's not me. It's you. You lost again.
Wait a minute. We had a vote about whose party you want to go to.
Right.
Right? Okay. And you mean to tell me I lost?
You lost, but it's the closest you ever came, or so I thought. You know, when we started this show, we had a gentleman's agreement, you'll call it, correct? There were rules. You couldn't change sides during. You couldn't, you know, add things to the vote. And what was our agreement when I started the poll on Twitter? What was the agreement that we had agreed upon when I started the poll?
We're not allowed to vote for each other.
And when I looked at all of the votes, when I went into the analytics, why did I see one vote for Vito LaGrasso under the screen name The Big Vito Brand?
What?
You voted.
I did not.
Vito. It's Mother's Day, and we also have another agreement. You're not allowed to lie or make fun of me on Mother's Day. Vito, did you vote for yourself? Because the vote was close, guys. It was like 49.2 to like 50.8 in my favor. Did you vote for yourself? The truth on Mother's Day. Your mother is watching. The truth on Mother's Day.
We're going to put it like this.
Just tell the truth.
Everything I've done for the Russo brand for 3 years, and I did not win this again. I hate you all. You're a bunch of bums. You're worse than Disco Inferno. You're lower than Discos.
Okay? Who says things like that?
Vince Russo, Disco Inferno, Jeff Lane, Chantel Air, and the rest of the brand. All right? You got a lot of nerve not voting for the BIGV from the LOG. Okay? Where am I from? The LOG. I'm going to buy a new crib. Where is it going to say? LOG.
Vito, I don't care where they buy it.
I don't want to hear. Shush.
Did you vote for yourself after our agreement? Did you vote for yourself?
Babe, you know I'm terrible with
Babe?
I'm terrible with the computer. Can I hit it by accident?
Don't lie, babe. Just
I'm not.
The truth, babe.
I'm not. I'm trying not to, but I hate all of you Russo branders.
Stop! We love all of the Russo branders. He's just a jelly jerk face from the
So wait a minute. So right now, I lost to Macho Man.
Yes.
I lost to Hogan.
Yes.
I lost to Harlow.
Yes.
So we got a Mount Rushmore going here, Rowan, right?
Basically, yes. You've lost every vote. You lost the nudist
How
vote.
How could I have lost this vote? I want to know.
You lost the nudist vote, the bachelor vote. You lost the fixing up your married friend on his birthday vote. You lost Hogan, Savage, Harlow. You keep picking the topics. I don't pick them. You pick them since you had a little temper tantrum about always losing. And you've been picking the topics. So, great bald man of La Grasso Lane or wherever the hell you say you're from. What is your topic?
Hold on a sec. It's the BIGV from the LOG. This week's topic, I know I'm going to win.
Oh, God.
Okay, people.
What is it that who has the better looking spouse?
Who is the better actor, the BIGV from the LOG?
Don't say it. Don't say
or
it.
The Rock?
Oh, Vito.
The Rock is a B-lister. Okay.
Vito.
B-lister. He's a bum.
Vito, this isn't even real life anymore. Like, seriously, are you sick? Like, no. Do you have a fever? What's wrong with you? Who picks these are not good topics.
These
this
are
is
excellent
why you end up having to
There
eat
is a conspiracy going
nuggets.
On here in the Russo brand. I don't know what you have against me. I don't know if somebody's playing the albums, but I want to know why I am not winning not one contest.
Because you pick asinine goddamn contest.
You hook up your bro when his wife leaves him and you say, yo, man, I got you, you know.
Oh, what did you find out about your bro that you built this whole story about his sad sob story? What did you find out about your bro yesterday? What did you find out about his sad sob story yesterday?
I'm not that guy.
Vito, tell the people what you found out about your bro you had to hook up.
I'm not throwing him under the bus.
He found out that his bro, that Vito said, oh, he didn't have a cake or gifts and his wife left him. She not only left him cake and gifts, she left him a bottle of wine. She left him an Olive Garden gift card so he could take his daughter to Olive Garden so they could have a daddy-daughter date. She made arrangements for him to have a birthday. And here you've been telling me how he's got nothing. She left him. He had a card. He had everything you said he didn't have. And you yesterday, you just sat there like, oh, well, I tried to hook him up with a woman. And now his wife keeps accusing him of sleeping with a 400-pound lady. And that's the truth. Now you're going to come out here and you're going to be like, oh, I'm a better actor than The Rock. The Rock, hundreds of movies. Big Vito, what, three?
3 million and million.
Oh, no, I was wrong. I think four. Don't you have one in the can already?
All right.
Don't you have one in the can that hasn't come out
Listen,
yet?
Listen, all I know is I am better looking than The Rock. Okay? I'm a better actor than The Rock. Has The Rock ever been in a horror flick?
Yeah.
No, he hasn't. Yeah. He hasn't. And when he
Scorpion
was
Scorpion King.
Okay. And when
First
he
movie was in Scorpion
And when King. He was walking tall, I was walking tall.
He's way taller than you.
Okay. Fast and Furious, I've been doing cars a lot longer than The Rock.
What do you do to him?
I was selling them, changing VIN numbers.
I mean, that's something we should talk about on a podcast.
But I was, you know, Fast and Furious with the cars back then.
Guys, I don't even, can we even take this vote seriously?
We are taking it seriously. Bad. All right. And this week, I don't want to hear no crap on Twitter. Hey, V, you still think you can win one? Hey, V, how about voting for me?
Listen, you already have one hell of a Mount Rushmore. You got Hogan, you got Savage, you got Harlow. Now you're going to have The Rock, too? What's next? Who chops better, you or Ric Flair?
That could be next week.
No, these votes have to end. Vito, this is ridiculous. I can't believe you're even making this vote. This is stupid. Every week I have to come out here and tell you how stupid your votes are.
These are not stupid. This is serious stuff.
Can't we have real topics?
This is a real topic. What do you want me to do? Have a contest of who makes the best chicken McNuggets?
Yeah. Have real competition that people can vote for.
I am
Big Vito. Three B movies. The Rock. Tons of Hollywood smashes.
He is a bum.
Jungle Cruise coming out. Jumanji. Jumanji 2 just came out. San Andreas. Big Vito. The Church. Big Vito. I don't even know any other names of your movies. What the hell are the other names of your movies? Atnia? Isn't that the one you filmed?
You know, isn't it nice when your wife stands by your side?
Listen, Vito. Okay, number one.
Let alone the Russo brand.
I had a stroke, okay? I can't remember everything you do, all right? I'm not the dirt sheets. I don't know what toilet paper you used to wipe your ass, okay? Because you buy it and I don't. Second, Vito, this is stupid. Can't you have a real vote? Like, I like the idea of, like, what do you dip your McNuggets in? Like,
it's the Big Vito brand. It's my show. We're on my friend's station. We're doing this, even though we have crumb bums as fans watching this tonight.
I don't even say fans. Who says I have fans of my podcast? I say friends. Fans.
After this week's vote, I ain't got no friends at the Russo brand.
You're butthurt because nobody wanted to come to your damn party. Well, you know what? Your party was boring. I told Lily Fox at your party yesterday, and she was like, really? I'm coming to your party. We're going to Disney World. Everybody wants to do fun things. Everybody wants to eat fun food and hang out with hot chicks. You're going to have, like, beach volleyball so everybody gets sand on their balls, and then they got to go back and dance around with sand up their shorts?
Yeah, what about the wet t-shirt contest?
You're adding because you didn't say that. Which is another stipulation. You can't add shit. Because then you got on Twitter and you were like, oh, hey, guys, did I mention I'm like a seafood buffet? I'm like, bitch, you can't mention that because you didn't mention it on the show. I didn't add shit. You can't add shit either. I can't believe this.
Well, no, you're lucky you have a job here at the Big Vito brand.
No, you're lucky I married you and allowed you
I'm
to
not that lucky. No.
Yes, you fucking
are. More people coming to my party.
You lost, and you voted for yourself. Did you buy votes, too? Should I go through and make sure they're all legit accounts? I can't even trust you. You come on here and you even tell the truth. And then you come with this stupid idea now that you're a better actor than The Rock.
I am.
How so? Have you watched any of your movies?
Yes.
And what do you think?
Hold on. I don't need to watch them. I live them, girl.
I got to get the tools. That was like your big line in the church, like you're going to look for tools. And then me and Russo were yelling at each other about tools. Like, that was so... I can't. Vito, you're a good actor, okay? You're a very good actor. You're a very handsome man. I love you. I married you. You must have some redeeming qualities because I married you. But The Rock is a superstar, A-list actor. He's not a B-lister.
He is a bum.
You did, like, you wrestled a pizza in a commercial for Pizza Hut in Puerto Rico, and you're going to tell me you're a better actor than The Rock?
Yes.
You wrestled a piece of pizza. In Spanish, no less.
Great workers can work with a broomstick. I am even a better worker because I worked with a piece of pizza in a different language.
Okay, so you're a better worker than a slice of pizza. I'll agree with that. I've never worked a slice of pizza, but I don't think it would work as good as you. But, and what are your other movies?
Listen, you want to know? Go on my IMDb.
I'm not interested in your IMDb.
I'm good then. All right, then let's stop. Let's just stop right now, okay? The people on the friggin' album brand, okay?
You didn't even say it right to say it wrong.
Album brand, who ignore my wish list and my birthday. You know my birthday's coming up? What are you going to get me? Bunch of nothing. Look who it is. Nothing.
Hey, great news, everybody. You got nothing. I feel bad for your birthday because we're still quarantined and your birthday is coming up. And we had huge plans for your birthday at Disney and they're canceled and they were like a once in a lifetime thing. And they got canceled. Disney canceled them. So, like, I do feel bad about your birthday. I'm not putting your wish list on here because nobody has any money right now. Everybody's quarantined and not working. But I
feel
bad.
Why are you putting a kibosh on it?
Because you're not going to ask people for things when nobody's working.
Oh, my God. You are horrible. You just said, oh, well, nobody needs to see your wish list because nobody's buying you nothing.
I go to his Twitter. His wish list is probably on there somewhere because he loves himself. Anyway, I saw your movie from, like, the 90s. I watched that movie.
I was a killer.
You were good in that movie. It was called The Survivor. Who was in that?
Richard Mole.
Richard Mole was in that. He was in Night Court and... The blonde lady that was on that 70s show that played the sister.
Yeah.
There were some people, and there were some other people in there that were famous people.
Rock and Hogan tried to get in there. They couldn't.
Yeah, you know, The Rock was probably, you know.
Mach was trying to get in. Nate.
He was probably 13.
Okay.
Okay, they didn't get in the movie. You got in the movie. Okay, and you were good. He kills a guy. He was like a
pit
fighter. What was the name of your character?
Bodo.
Your character's name was Bodo?
Yes.
Boner? Bodo?
You see, people, not only am I getting wrecked on this show, I have to get wrecked by this. Okay?
Would you rather get wrecked by somebody not as cute?
Somebody who had chicken fingers for an appetizer at her party.
No, I had a nacho fountain. Get that shit right. The nacho fountain put me over the edge. You know how many messages I got about the nacho fountain?
No, I don't.
Many. Many messages, okay.
People messaged me.
About what?
But the shrimp.
We want to see you play Boner in The Survivor from 1997.
About the shrimp cocktails I was having. The mimosas.
You never put the shrimp cocktail out there, but you did say mimosas.
The seafood buffet.
You can't add shit. And that boat's over and you lost, and now you're setting yourself up to lose again. You're going to end up having to eat so many chicken McNuggets, you're going to turn into one.
This is a bunch of crap. From you album blowers, okay? Vote for the BIGV from the LOG.
So I guess I'm supposed to be taking the side then that The Rock is a better actor than you. Do I even need to say anything?
You know.
Seriously? Like, what? Like, do you guys just want me to juggle for the next 20 minutes or so? So, you know, like, you're entertained?
I want to know. Does The Rock push you in your little wheelchair when you got to go around Disney?
But it's not about that. It's not about that. Okay. How do you put my business out there? Do people need to know?
Does The Rock go grocery shopping so you can have all your nutritional supplements in the house?
What nutritional supplements? I order my vitamins on Amazon. Okay. You take the grocery money and buy yourself supplements with it.
Really? Apples, bananas, peanut? That's all for you. You don't eat that?
I don't eat the peanut
butter
or bananas.
Do you eat eggs? You eat eggs?
I put them in your carb-free brownies. That's what I got the eggs for. For your carb-free brownies.
You don't eat nothing?
Yeah.
Hey, it's nothing!
I ordered... Why do you keep yelling, hey, it's nothing over and over again? I ordered DoorDash. I don't know about you. I'm a little sad about the McNugget situation. I did want to see you. I don't for a second believe you ate a single McNugget. Because I think, how many days has it been since you ate this time? 14? Oh, I lied. You had a slice of pineapple yesterday at Lily Fox's.
Yeah. Now it's another controversy, all right? Oh, God. Another controversy. Okay, I help out at the Fox residence. You know, Lily. Okay,
I need a haircut. This quarantine needs.
Why
to be
are you
over.
Interrupting me? Okay.
Because you're just going to tell another stupid story.
All right.
God.
Go ahead. Talk about your quarantino. All right, and I'll talk about Lily. No, Lily. You know, she's a go-getter. She's a hustler. She's been making money, right? She's been selling couches and dining room sets.
Well,
and doing
she's moving, so she needs to get her stuff doesn't fit in her new house.
Right. So. You know, she's making a nice little stash for herself. So, and I told her, I says, listen, I says, you're making a nice little stash with, you know, getaway money, you know, just in case money. You know, give the husband $20 so he stop bitching and moaning, right? This way you can't say he didn't get a piece of the pie in his hand.
This is your fault that they had a fight today on Mother's Day about.
So, what happens? Right? Lily Fox has expensive tastes, you know. She needs this big breakfast. She needs a big mimosa. She needs a big fountain drink. Then she's got to go have a $400 dinner at a restaurant.
It was not. It was $20 a meal. Listen, you brought me a hoagie.
You like them. And what was the absolute best thing of your whole Mother's Day?
The balloon. Oh. He got me a Frozen balloon with Elsa and Anna on it because I love Frozen balloons when I see him at Disney, and Disney is closed, so he brought me a balloon because it's just like Disney.
And all I ask for is a couple of lousy friggin' votes. Anyway.
Yeah, but I don't vote for anybody.
Anyway,
I follow the rules.
Anyway. So, Maggie, if she had this $400 dance.
You mean Lily. Talking about her mother again.
No, I'm talking about her mother again. All right. Lily. When she had this $400 dinner, okay, then I get a phone call. Do you know what happened at my dinner today? Yo, Max, one, what's going on, girl? How's everything, Lily?
Lily.
Right? So, by the way, Maggie is her great mom who's coming down next week. And you talk about parties. That woman could party, especially with husband Jim.
Don't talk about her mother on this
Mother's
thing.
Nice lady. I wish that happened. Mother's Day.
Well, you should. She is. I love Lily Fox.
Talk about nice people.
Like, why are we talking about this on the podcast?
I'm just saying something nice. You see how I'm treated here, people? And then you wonder why the votes are not coming my way.
Listen, number one, I love to do the countdown, number one. Number one, it's Mother's Day. Number two, my hip is killing me. Number three, your vote is asinine. Number four, you lose every week. Number
right, so
five,
Lily
I can't
Fox
even get McNuggets.
Goes to dinner, right? And what does the husband ask for? Hey, you think I can have that 20 so I can leave a tip? I told her, give him the 20 before you do anything.
But if you would have kept your mouth shut, he would have never wanted the 20. This should be our debate. Not whether The Rock is a better actor than you. Our debate should be, is it appropriate for him to ask for the 20 on Mother's Day, even though she sold her stuff and got the money?
Right. And then when she secretly stole his Bowflex and sold his couches and TV with no permission.
All right. Again, number one, he had sex with other women on those couches. They needed to go.
No,
number
they
two,
to
she told him to get rid of the Bowflex or take it over to his parents' house because there was no room in their house in Philadelphia. He didn't do it, so she sold the Bowflex. Number three, the TV didn't even work. And I know he won it as a prize. Whoopity-doo. It's not like it was a championship belt. It was a television.
You're whoopity-dooing on Mother's Day?
I whoopity-doo on Mother's Day because I am a mother effer. Thank you. I whoopity-dooed. Yeah, I did it. I did it. I whoopity-dooed.
This is terrible. Guys, vote for the BIGV from the LOG as the best actor, better than The Rock. R-O-K.
You didn't spell his name right. You can't spell the word.
That's because he's nobody special.
Guys, I'm sorry. This is the last week we are allowing Vito to pick a topic. I apologize. We
Next
probably
week is
should
Flash
have...
Jobs.
No. That's not happening, Vito. We've got to steer this show back on course. We can't just have stupid topics every week about
this
you
is not stupid topics.
People. Our thing should have been the tip thing this week. Instead, you pick whether you're a better actor than The Rock. That's the dumbest shit I've ever heard in my life.
Why are you insulting me on camera in front of millions and millions?
The honest to God fact is you've been going after The Rock for years and you just wanted to try to get one over on him, which you're not going to. And you wanted to guilt everybody into voting for you because you lost every week. And you're talking about we had to cancel your special birthday plans. Not that we canceled them, Disney did. But you're trying to make this like they'll feel bad for you. Vito, I have seen you act. I have seen The Rock act. And where I do believe you are a good actor and I have enjoyed the couple films
perks
that you've
of being my wife. During acting films.
What perks?
Did I get you a bit part in a movie?
I've been in movies before.
Did I get you a part in the movie?
No. The producer came to me and said he needed stunt people in the church.
Who do you think they asked first?
And then in the second one, he needed somebody to play the wife.
But
so
you were there because of the BIGV from the LOG.
Okay, but... You know what? Like, I didn't ask The Rock for a part, so maybe he would have given me one too.
The Rock ain't getting you no film, girl.
I couldn't care less. I'm just a regular person. Look at you. You're wearing sunglasses and it's night outside. You're not even a regular person.
You ever seen somebody get knocked every single show?
I'm not knocking you. You are a celebrity, right? Are you a celebrity? Are you a celebrity?
Celebrities wear sunglasses.
At night.
Especially movie stars, like myself.
Do you even have eyes? Because I haven't even seen them. I don't even know if your eyes are in there.
All right.
I'm just a regular person. I come here with my hoodie sweatshirt. I don't have like Versace, Lord knows what else you have. You have a case.
Got a case, girl? We'll be back in the hood.
Not that kind of case. Vito, I think that The Rock is a better actor than you. He has got more movie parts, more television parts than you. Did you just curse at me on Mother's Day? Did you just curse at me on Holy Mother's Day?
You just said The Rock is the better actor.
I think he is, but you're a good actor. I enjoy you in such roles as the wrestler that fought a piece of pizza.
I'm being laughed at in front of millions and millions here on the album brand.
I can't bring myself back because that was really funny.
I don't believe this.
I remember you from such films as the guy that wrestled pizza.
I can't.
Oh,
I see. No. Oh, go ahead, give it this now. Oh.
I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry. After the show, don't even talk to me.
You were bothered.
This is the most controversial show we'll have. This has caused a rift. Hey, rift.
Aaron Rift?
You are one evil woman, ma'am.
Are you acting? Because it's terrible.
You and the Wicked Witch probably use the same broom company.
I remember you in that Survivor movie when you played Bono. And you were very good in the church when you were looking for tools. I enjoy your films. I have to be honest. You guys haven't seen the Apnea movie yet, and I have seen the Apnea movie. You were very, very good in that. That's not even a joke. I really enjoy. I was on set for a lot of the filming of that. You were very, 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 very good and terrifying. He was scary in that movie. He plays like the scary bad guy heel, and he was amazing. You were very good in that film, and I'm sure you were a very good slice of pizza. I mean, a wrestler of a slice of pizza. But The Rock has done many more films than you. He has earned awards for his films. He was great in Moana. He was actually in a Disney movie. Were you in a Disney movie?
He played Maverick. I've been to Disney. Okay?
But were you in a Disney movie?
Been under the castle.
Maybe you should go back there. You wrestled a piece of pizza.
See, there's a conspiracy here. I know it. Russo knows it. Okay?
You guys have seen him play the German, right? Okay. He always better than Rock.
This is the album brand.
Is that your Russo? Because that wasn't good either.
No, this is the album brand. What album? Russo.
Bro, bro, bro. Bro.
Disgusting. You people are disgusting out there. Disgusting.
It's not even a show anyway. This is just broken down to me laughing at Vito wrestling a piece of pizza. All right, so if you guys want to vote, if you think that Big Vito...
Excuse me. The B-I-G-V from the L-O-G.
Your head is so huge. I don't know how it fits in the room.
Go ahead.
If you guys think the L-O-G-V-O-T whatever...
No, it's the V-I...
You can't even spell your name.
Making me so angry.
You're sweating.
B I G V from the L O G.
If you think, fill in the blank. If you think,
B I G V from the L O G.
If you think of B I G V from the L O G is a better actor than Dwayne Johnson, The Rock. You can vote on Twitter. Not you, though, you damn cheater. You can't vote on Twitter, but the rest of you can vote on Twitter. The vote will be up on Magic Capital T-Spiller, which is my account, or you can hit up at the Big Veto brand. Let us know if you think this guy is a better actor or The Rock is a better actor. Also, check us out on twitch.tv/thebigvetobrand, where we have a host of programs where Veto usually rants about something Dave Meltzer did. Anything else?
No. I have nothing to say to these album fans.
That's all you could come up with? Like, album. You couldn't say, like, Flabians or, like, something like...
Yeah. They're not worthy of my creativity right now.
You really feel this way. Guys, I love you. So go ahead and vote. Check us out on Twitch.
Brown noser.
We're on all social media under the Big Veto brand. And we also have new merch because somehow the BIGDLOMNNOP got t-shirts on the website. I don't know how. So go to thebigvetobrand.com, bigveto.com, or hollowinc.com. Check out the shirts. Buy yourself some merch. Buy yourself some mugs. Now, is there anything else that you would like to say? Next week, 40 McNuggets because he's a liar. Anything else that you want to say? All right, guys, we will see you next time right here on the Russo Brand. Vote, vote, vote. Bye-bye.